shareholders of Warner Brothers Discovery voted overwhelmingly today to approve a $110 billion merger with Paramount Skydance. If regulators greenlight the deal, media mogul David Ellison will take over Warner. That will include its legacy movie studio, its streaming assets, and its cable television channels, including CNN and HBO. In Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has been following the news. Hey, Mandalit.
Hey there, Scott.
So what happened during this shareholder meeting today?
Well, the virtual meeting lasted all of 10 minutes. It was very quick. And the shareholders' approval had been anticipated, but also really feared. A lot of people worried that the consolidation of the two companies could lead to so many problems, including job layoffs, and more power for David Ellison's family. Remember, his father, Larry Ellison, the co-founder of the tech company Oracle, is one of the wealthiest men in the world, and he's been very friendly with President Trump. Well, just last week, David Ellison tried to reassure movie theater owners that by combining Warner Brothers and Paramount, each studio would release 15 movies a year. That's 30 new movies every year.
I'm curious, does the film industry believe Ellison?
Well, some theater owners and others may remain skeptical, but last week, the chief of the country's largest movie chain, AMC, said he trusts Ellison with that he'll make good on his promises. But, you know, many people in the film and TV industry remain and have been actively opposed to the mega deal. I heard from documentary filmmaker Marjan Safinia. She's an organizer of the Future of Film Coalition, which has been working to block the merger.
I think this is a reflection of the times we live in this country right now. A small group of billionaires want to own everything and control everything and really see the rest of us, the regular working people in this country, as, you know, sort of chattel.
I want to ask about one other thing. That's that open letter signed by some notable Hollywood figures opposing the deal. Who was all on that letter?
Yeah, well, that letter has been signed by more than 4,000 Hollywood actors and filmmakers. That includes Pedro Pascal, Kristen Stewart, and even director Denis Villeneuve. His third Dune film will be released by Warner Brothers in December. And, you know, this morning in New York, as the shareholders voted, a group of filmmakers protested the deal.
Back the merger!
Director David Borenstein was in the crowd, and he also signed that open letter. And remember, he won an Oscar this year for his documentary, Mr. Nobody Against Putin. Here's what he told us afterwards.
I wasn't surprised that this happened, but I'm ready to keep on fighting. I think for many of us filmmakers, especially those trying to get socially engaged films financed, the house is already burning down. We have very little left to lose, so let's just keep on fighting.
Who stands to gain from this merger?
Well, one person who could definitely benefit is the current CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery, and that's David Zaslav. With this deal, Zaslav could get a golden parachute worth up to $887 million. I should note that this morning, shareholders rejected a compensation package for Warner Brothers executives, but that vote is non-binding, meaning the board could still go ahead and pay Zaslav.
And real quick, what's the timeline for closing this?
Well, Paramount wants to wrap up the deal by September, but the deal is not done. Regulators in the U.S. and Europe still have to approve the deal. California Attorney General Rob Bonta is investigating it for antitrust violations, possible. Mm-hmm. And this evening, David Ellison is planning to host an invitation-only dinner for President Trump.
That is NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Thanks so much.
Thank you.